Item 2, a subdivision rezoning at 149155 Sherbrooke Street under file DASZ18 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard. Item 3, a variance at 149155 Sherbrooke Street under file DAV124269 of 2011D. Yeah, number of people.
No, it's in the Fort Rouge Ward. I'll pass the chair to Councillor Orlico. Does it matter to Chairman? Does he want to do it?
Okay, I guess we'll first hear from.
Yeah.
I guess that is. I think they're all in support.
They're all in support.
Okay, I see. In support.
There's two people for information.
Okay, so for the people for in support, is there one person that you may all know that comes to speak first to the matter?
The applicant.
The applicant. The applicant here? Yeah. Come on up.
My name is Vern Reimer. I'm joined by Brent Lauman in my office and Preet Sandhu, the developer of the project. And we'll go through a very brief description of the project.
Yep. I'm sorry, who do we have again? We have.
My name is Vern Reimer.
Vern Reimer, I gotcha.
Vern Reimer Architecture.
Karen Paul. Carpool, yeah. Sandhu, and last person.
And Brent Lum also.
Brent, did you put a form in?
There
we are. Okay, just give a form.
It's a formal application.
Really?
Pardon me?
Sorry, I just know where you are.
Just reacting.
Just reacting to the picture.
Is that a good reaction?
We'll see.
Okay. We're proposing a four-story, 44-unit condominium project with some commercial units on the main floor at Sherbrooke at Sarah. Right now, the existing property has one building and three houses. Two of the houses, I believe, are vacant. The building is vacant. And so we're redeveloping essentially four properties. Of those two properties that are occupied right now, I believe two of them are rental units. We're replacing essentially two livable units right now with 44 new condominium units. We went through a series of community meetings. Brent, if you want to review what we process.
Yeah, myself along with Karen Paul met with some of the stakeholders in the community. We engaged the West Broadway Development Corporation. We met with the Legends now the past Molly McCracken.
The past executive director.
Past executive.
Yep. That's fine.
We also met with the West Broadway Biz, and Karen Paul met himself with the Balmoral Spence. Neighbors Association. We received letters of support from the Balmoral Spence Neighbors Association and from the West Broadway Biz after these meetings.
As well as West Broadway Development Corp. They also issued that.
Okay.
So, we've been looking at the site for a couple years now, and we also met with Michael to Robinson, the planner, to review the options and the possible concepts. We also try to respect what we believe is the intent of some of the City of Winnipeg planning objectives for the neighborhood and the city in terms of densification, urbanization, treating this site like a true urban site, we really want to maximize or optimize the site in that regard by addressing the property edge, the street edge, in a very urban way. The site is a very urban site. It's right on a mass transit route. It's in a rapidly redeveloping neighborhood, and we believe that the 44 units are compact, very compact studio units. They're all one bedroom or two bedroom, but they're compact units. We think that from a marketability point of view, it's the right combination of perhaps price point, simplicity, perhaps a little bit of coolness to the whole thing, to start to turn the neighborhood, to help to turn the neighborhood around in this regard also. It's quite a simple building. We've got to keep it very simple to keep the price point down. On the main floor here, we've got on the corner of Sarah and Sherbrooke, we have a small commercial unit that hopefully we can attract a little coffee store of some sort, a cafe. And we have a series of what we've called live-work units right now. That might not be the right terminology, but the concept here is that if there's somebody who wants to buy one of those as a condo and treat it as a retail facility or a space or an office space, it can be converted. So we can get some main level commercial or retail activity. On the second floor, the units are fairly typical, very typical building layout, again for simplicity. The units start at around 550 square feet, and the two bedrooms I think are at 650 square feet there. So they're very small. 750 square feet. So they're very small little units. The two bedrooms are typically at the ends because they're primary views and spaces and parts of the building. In terms of what we're asking for are variances, a rezoning, of course, for a higher unit use for the site. And then we're trying to reduce the setbacks around the building. That's essentially what we're trying to do. There's a variance for parking. We're below a 1-to-1 ratio with parking. We feel that because of the site location and its closeness to downtown Winnipeg, which doesn't have any parking restrictions, we feel that the concept is viable the way it stands now. We have Mr. Sandu has been looking for, we have been addressing the parking management plan yet. To this point, we haven't quite completed it yet, and that's noted in the planner's report. So we're actively looking for a 1-to-1 ratio of parking somehow in the neighborhood and on the site. We feel that a 1-to-1 ratio is just it's a good ratio for marketability. In terms of the aesthetic, again, modern. Hopefully a cool building of some sort, something that's very urban, a building that you'd see perhaps in Vancouver, Toronto, a building that addresses the street in a very positive urban way. We like the idea of balconies so people can spend time outside and have views of the street. We also have are developing the idea of perhaps movable screens on the exterior of the balcony so that there's a control of wind or sun to a certain degree. We haven't quite resolved some of those items. But what else did I forget?
You've covered most of it.
Okay. So we think it's a very positive building, positive development for the neighborhood. We know that this is a bit of a pioneer project for the neighborhood. It could be the first of more buildings of this. It's certainly going to be a bit of a generator for the neighborhood. and we look forward to your review or any of his comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone? With the process now, for people who are new, is if anybody else would like to come and add some new information for those in support, by all means.
Call out their name and their but I think Council
I might just have a couple questions.
Oh, do you want to do now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it sounds really, really quite good from what you've seen so far. Really good. Have you considered anything like a car share program at all?
Yes, we have. We've been speaking with the Quebec City Corps. They just had their ribbon cutting last week, before that year. And there's a condo project on River Avenue that's made a deal with them. And the city is on board with that. So we're exploring the same program for the power project.
Okay. And
the next door neighbor has also the Epic commercial building has also been approached, and they're considering sort of time shifting their property, and then there's also the next door neighbor down the street has a spare lot.
So that would be for a parking management kind of plan.
Either that, or if there can be a firmer deal than that, also I think it would do the project. Would help the project even further.
Do you have a general idea what the price range is going to be of these units? Or I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
Yeah, we're still doing the numbers, but we estimate at around the 160 for the one-bedroom units, and maybe 180 for the two-bedroom, so quite affordable for the area.
People
will be happy to get them, be able to afford them. Okay. And it's on a major artery, like Gordon mentioned. The bus stop is right there, and very accessible.
Yeah, we're trying to keep the units very simple, but high quality materials on some of the finishes to give it a little bit of a feeling that there's true value built in.
Okay, thank you very much. That's
okay. Questions later. Are you good, Harvey? You're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Thank you very much.
You can have it.
Still on people in support. Brian, did it come up?
Hello. Brian Grant, Housing Development Coordinator for West Broadway Development Corporation. I want to put this into the record. It was the letter that we gave to Mr. Sandy. Particular to their process that I want to point out, that this is really, really rare to meet such great guys that actually come and actually found us out and have gone through all the hoops with the community, right? This doesn't happen very often with developers. I guess they're shy of meeting neighborhood people or anything like that. Anyways, they came to the Housing Stakeholders meeting in April, gave a great presentation, whereas upon that was an endorsement to our board, right? Upon we provided a letter, right? And we noted some particular conditions that we put on there, that there, if there's anybody living in the building, we would appreciate they would move them and provide them with a suitable accommodation so that they're not out of home, you know. These are really derelict and run-down previous rental properties, right, that have been sitting endlessly there collecting dust and dirt and debris and garbage and everything. The vacant lot, you might have heard maybe a few years ago that there was a newspaper article in the paper about a family that just escaped their lives from a fire, and that fire burned up the whole house, and they eventually the owner had to demolish it. So, I mean, and that lot is just an eyesore right now, and given that it was 133 Sherbrooke is the boarded up apartment, this is a breath of fresh air for Sherbrooke, right? I like a lot of the amenities, right, and features of the building and everything like that. The affordability is interesting to us too, because the Development Corporation has approached the province of Manitoba to see if we can get 5 to 7 units and gap fund maybe them for lower or to middle income families, and so there's an opportunity to explore that continuous as they go through the city process for approval to continue upon the construction to see if we can actually get that allocated from the province too. So I think that's great, Mayor. The management, the traffic management plan, I think that's a huge hurdle. And the fact that you know, you have street parking on Sherbrooke, and there's all those restaurants and everything. And when I want to go to Stella's, I take my bike. So the e-car question expression is really super important. In fact, it's in our letter, too, for them to explore that. I think it'd be great to have a more green condo, right, where we attract people to come to West Broadway, or take the more higher-income people that are living West Broadway that are renting and spending $600 to $900 a month, that maybe they can get the affordability issue and get into a condo, get into a home ownership, you know, starting home ownership. When I hear that Amber Trails, there's a house for a starting house for a bungalow for $340,000, 160 starting to sound pretty damn good, right? Even for a small unit. They heard from VS Neighbors, which is important. There's a lots of seniors. There's an aging population in West Broadway. And in some cases, there's some homeowners that are going to move out of their homes. And they were very interested in purchasing a condo themselves in this project. So the overall thing is, I think this will be the first infill condo project, right? And it stops the condo conversion of the apartment buildings because we're losing those rental units too. So taking the fact that the buildings are 100 years old, right? They've gone past their longevity and doing everything like that, and this may revitalize Sherbrooke and provide a number of services. The commercial opportunity is great, and I think that's what the West Broadway Biz had told them, that it would be just a shame if they couldn't take the frontage, right, and get commercial properties. So for them to just do the rough-in right for the first floor, I think that's great. I think Michael's done a really, really good job in putting them through the hoops for the zoning thing, and I give them all the best and all the best wishes, and I hope to see it built soon, right? And I think it will provide an understanding by the councillors that neighborhood revitalization is a partnership between the city and the province and nonprofits and private developers, and I think when we all can get together and do this as a team, you know, we get a really good result, you know? I hope you as councillors can pass that on to your other councillors that don't see inner city revitalization as important, right? And we look for your long-term commitment to West Broadway and help us to continue receiving these kinds of proposals. So, you know, okay. I leave it there. So I don't know if that's a good speech to, you know.
Very good.
Excellent. Thank you.
Do you have any questions, Brian?
No.
I didn't think so.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks. Okay, so I'm going to call out some other names. Now, you can come and speak if you wish, or you don't have to if you've already spoken to David Danyuk. David? Nope. Mario Lopez?
I would say, as a local landlord in the area, I strongly approve.
Support?
The
okay.
Many of my tenants.
Oh. Now, if you want to speak, you should probably come
up. Yeah, just get the microphone.
No, sorry.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Martin? Good to go. For information, I have three people for information. You can also come and speak if you like. Lori Vandick. You okay? Ryan Vandick. Ready to speak? Okay. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Rand Vandick, and I own the building actually right across the street from the proposed unit. And I leased the space to Marcel Graper, who's the president of the Biz Association. So I've been talking with him about it. I'm here mainly for information. I'm in support of it. I really am. I just only really knew kind of information from Marcel. So it's really nice to get the presentation from these guys and find out a bit more from it, because it is right across the street from my business. I have a hair salon in my own building, and it's been there for 6 years. And yeah, I'm looking out my window every day and seeing what's going on there. I'm happy to see something, and nice to see some pictures and some ideas of what it's going to look like. My only concern is the parking. I mean, we're already starting to get a little bit stressed for parking, because we've been, for most of the 6 years, pretty, you know, have Sarah and Sherbrooke Street to ourselves for our clients. But now with Stella's and some of the other things being built up there, where our clients are finding it a little bit tougher to find parking, because we don't really have parking for our clients behind our building. So that's the only issue or the concern that I have with the proposal, is that there's the parking situation hasn't been quite addressed yet. But other than that, I'm pretty supportive of the project. Happy to see it coming to the street. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll just do a recall. Now, if this, David, would you like to say anything more in support of the program or thumbs
absolutely
up?
Absolutely, for me.
You may, absolutely.
I apologize for not being present. I was at the other room doing the exact same thing.
You're everywhere, David. Every meeting I go to.
Seats still work. On behalf of a residence group in West Broadway called the Balmoral Spence Residents Association or Neighbors Association, we had written a letter in support of this project as strongly as we could and in favor of all of the different variations that they would have to consider for the project. We like to think we understand and know a lot of our neighborhood and what the needs are. In this particular case, the only complaint I heard from our fellow residents were there were not enough units in the project and they'd like it to be taller, which I, having said that, I still think what is being proposed is very suitable for the location. The streetscape, the interface and the interaction with the street level units we think are fantastic. The design that we've seen is, even being hypothetical at the time, still looked very suitable to what residents would like to see along Sherbrooke. Sherbrooke is probably going to be one of the more attractive city main streets or neighborhood main streets in the city any day, it seems. This project would greatly enhance that. The residential units that are will be condos, but would be naturally alleviating a pressure in the community for a need for homeownership. This is an entry-level homeownership. They're modest-sized units, very compatible with that type of demographic that we have. They will also alleviate some of the pressure on the limited rental stock. So people could, rather than leave West Broadway, could move into one of these homes and vacate a rental unit, creating a space for a new family. So all in all, the residents that I'm speaking on behalf of today, the Balmoral Spence Residents Association, are in absolute strong favor for this project. Thank you for your time.
I have one more for information. Peter Robertson Stovall, would you like to ask any questions? Come on up, or are you okay? You're okay?
Okay. Is there anyone whose name was not called at once to speak to this application? Thank you.
Seeing none, I guess we'll have the applicant come back up, or are we good?
Well, if he has anything there, it's not really much to rebut, because it wasn't really
No, it's pretty good support.
Negative set, but
anything they support you with they didn't like? Yeah. All right, anything for the administration?
No.
I just have one question to the administration. Yeah, Sherbrooke is changing, possibly. But it seems to be done kind of, it's been done kind of naturally, I guess we'll say. Has there been any looking at streetscaping and any plans for that kind of for the future as these, like, we have lots of restaurants popping up there?
Well, I can answer that. Yeah. The West Broadway Biz Zone is doing a plan right now for some improvements within their Biz Zone. So that's sort of under that bailiwick in a way, in terms of, I mean, there isn't a major project yet, but there's a project of doing the plan for it, and they're working on that right now.
Sounds good.
So there could be some improved, you know, they're just beginning the process of doing a streetscaping plan and some new initiatives there. So that's more good news for the neighborhood.
It is quite exciting place. Anybody else? Seeing none, call the vote.
Okay, I'd like to move that on the rezoning, that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.